Kesev of a Tali Zov. Do you want to eat on golden silverware plates or on silver plates? Kids, the guy was a phony. He wasn't a poor person. He did not need the money. So Amri said, Heinel Diyamri Rablazer said, Bo Banach to Taibul Ramoyim. Let's give a thank you to the phonies. Why? Shomolehim, if not for them, Ayinu Chaitim B'chol Yoyim, we would get Nafeh, we would get punished every single day. Shinem of a Korvalech al Hashem, Voyim B'chochet. Anytime Ganoni calls to Hashem, we don't help him out, we will get a big chet. But at this, that there are some phonies around, so we don't listen to every single one, our heter is, because some of them are phonies. So therefore, we have a heter at least that we can give a teretz. We thought that guy's a phony, that's why we didn't listen to him. But if not for the phonies, it would be terrible. But every guy we see would have to give him as much as he wants. V'atibatoni Reb Chia bar Rav Midifto. Reb Yeshua... V'toni Reb Chia bar Rav Midifto. Reb Yeshua ben Koch Oimer. Call Hamalim Ein of Min HaStaka. Anybody hides his eyes from giving Staka, his Kilu Oivet Avarez Gechavim. It's like you're worshipping Avoy Dezara. Sivacha says the other Pasuk, Yishom Malacha, watch yourself. Penyi Adavim Lubavecha B'liyal. Here also, we hold your eyes not to give stucco, it's like you have it over the Zara. Turn around, how Mesames Einov. If somebody makes himself look like he's blind, you make yourself look like you have a blown up stomach. You make as if your thighs are shrunk. Before you die, these things would happen. It's not nice to play around and make yourself look like you're really lame and you're not. Hamakabot tzedakah v'ein tzarech l'kach, if somebody accepts tzedakah money and he doesn't need it, soifer in an iftar min olam ad shiyavo dekach, and he won't leave the world before he really needs it. He's only making a call upon himself that eventually he'll really need this money. Tanan nasa, learn like this. En mechayav v'noisoy limcher es beisoy. If a person's an oni to collect leket, you can't have $200. Less than $200, you're called an oni. Now, what do you have to have to sell? So it says there, Ein Mechayav Noisa Limcheres Beis. We don't force him to sell his house. Even though he has a big house, if he has nothing else, it's called an Oni. We don't ask him to sell his house. If he has three Tashmisha, the things that he needs to live with also, we don't ask him to sell it. Only other things have to be worth more than $200. For the Gemara of a lawyer, is it true we don't ask him to sell these things? For a tiny, we learn like this. Hoye Mishtamish Mekhlizov. The person that used to use golden kalim. Is Yishtamish Mekhlizov. We tell him, no, you have to sell it. And use only silver kalim. Bichli kesef, a guy is used to using silver plates. Yishtamos b'chlin b'chayshus. We tell him, sell it. Don't say you're a poor person now. Sell it and use the money and only buy copper kalim. So you see, we do tell him to sell his klitash mishoy. Amar razvid lekasha ha'vemita v'shulchan ha'b'ksos v'koros. The bed and the shulchan, they're true. We tell him to sell. But klitash v'koros is plates and dishes. We don't tell him to sell. For the more maishin or kaisus, of course, how come it's plates and cups? The loy, we don't tell him to sell it. The yomar misili, he could say like I'm used to my own plates and cups. I can't take somebody else's. So therefore, we don't ask him to sell it. For the gemara of soul, mita v'shulchanami, the same thing with a bed and a table also nami. Let him say I'm used to my own bed. I can't take somebody else's bed. Or my lemekabli loy, I can't take it. Or my rova braid the rova, but my chrisha the kast pastaka true. The bed also he has the right to say, I'm used to my own bed, I can't sell it. That's what we tell him to sell it, it means machrisha, he has the plow of a silver or a golden plow. If that, you don't have to use a silver one. We tell you, sell it and buy a cheaper one. We have Papa Rabba Lakasha, Khan Kodim Shovel de Givui. Before Bezdin goes to collect money from him, at the beginning, if he says he's a noni now, so we ask him, what property do you have? Well, then we don't tell him to sell his klitash mishoy. And if he's really an oni, he has a right to collect leket. Let's say, though, he was a phony. He went and collected leket. And later we found out that really he had the money. So now Bezdin goes down and takes away the money from him. When Bezdin goes and takes it away from him, Kan liyachash yovel lidei gibui. After he, like, stole the leket, and now Bezdin goes to him and takes away the money, and he doesn't have enough money, now the din is Bezdin has a right to sell his klitash mishoy also. So the Mishnah, Yisoyma sheshiyasa ima, or Yisoyma, she doesn't have a father, that her mother married her off, or Yachir, or else a brother, midaita with her own dash, she agreed to do it. V'kosvolo b'meyo b'chamishim zuz, and they wrote her at the time a present to give her 100, or else $50. And Yecholi Mishatagda, when she gets older, she could say, Loitzim Yodem Asherol Inosin Lo. She has the right to get, like really, Dinah is supposed to give her a tenth of the Nechosim. So she has a right later to say, you didn't give me enough money when she comes older, and she has the right to collect more money. The father was alive when he married off the first daughter. Now Bezdin has to give to the second one the same way the father gave to the first one. As we saw how much money, how much a present the father wants to give, so we have to give this much money to the second one also. The money a person changes. Sometimes he's poor, sometimes rich. Or Yashu V'yoni, we can't say since he gave the first time this amount of money, the second one gets the same present. You have to see when now how much property is left over, and according to the property, that's the way we give her the Nechosim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Again, Mishnah says, Yisayma she'shiyase ima oyachiyah. Or Yisayma means a girl that doesn't have a father, and now she's getting married. So her mother or her brother marries her off, midaito. That means she's agreeing to the present that they are giving her. That's what Rashi says, that's the Chiddush here. Even though now when she's a katana, when she's a small girl, she agrees. The kosvolo, that the brother or the mother writes to her, the meyer bechamishim zuz, that for your dowry, for your present, for that you're getting married now, to bring in, to help you get married for the chasna, we're giving you only 50 or 100. So halacha is, yecholehi mishetagdo lohitzi miyodon ma'ashiro linosin lo. That when she becomes older, when she becomes a gedola, and she understands that really she was supposed to get one-tenth of all her father's nechosim, like we'll see later in the Gemara, that's a takana, that issa shob nechosim, that if a yisayma, when she gets married, she has a right to collect one-tenth of all the nechosim, all the property that her father left over for Yerusha. So now the mother and the brother only gave her a small amount of money. So we don't say like the girl was meichlet and she can't get it later, but rather we say when she becomes a gedola, she has a right to go to Bezdin and collect the rest of the money that she deserves. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, in a case where the father was alive when they married off the first daughter, and he gave her a certain amount of money for a present, so, and then the father died, and now they're marrying off the second daughter. We see upon how the father is, what type of a present does he give his daughters, and therefore yinosan l'shniya kaderosh yinosan l'rishoyna. We give the second one, even though now she's the yisayma, the same type of a present that the father gave when he was alive to the first daughter. If it was more than a tenth or less than a tenth, we see upon how well-natured the father is, whether he's a giver or not, or a stingy person, according to that, that's the way we give this yisayma her parnosa, her present, her dowry. That's from Yudi Shita. The Chachamim say no, we don't go after the umdino hadas, what, how we feel the father would have given. Why? Because the Chachamim say, pomim shodem oni v'esher. Sometimes a person wants to be like poor, and then he changes his mind and he acts like a rich person. Because even though the first one he gave a small present, maybe the second one he would have wanted to give him a big present. Or the opposite, or yosher v'eni, could be at one time he was an usher, he felt like giving a lot, and now if he would have been alive, maybe he would have only given her a smaller amount. Therefore, the Chum Shita is, Ela Shomen Es HaNechosim V'Noisden Lo. At all cases, she only gets one-tenth of the Nechosim. Whether the father was a big giver or not a big giver, the father died, she's a Yisayma, Halacha is now, she has the right to collect for a dowry one-tenth of the Nechosim that the father left over. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Le Parnosa here means this inyan, that when a Yisayma gets married, we have to give her a dowry, a present, to get used to in order to have a chasna, or to give a husband a present. So the kitzah, the dowry, the parnosa, shomin bav, that we look in to see what type of a person her father was. Was he a giver or not? That's called shomin bav. We look in to see that when he was alive, did he used to give a lot or not? If he was a big giver, we say most probably now also he wanted to give, he would have given his daughter a very big present. So we also have a right to give him maybe even more than a tenth of his property. And if he was a stingy person, we'd give her even less than a tenth. That's what Shmuel says. The Chura, this is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. And this, the Gemara says, Meitzvei HaBakasha to Shmuel. It says, Alocha HaBonois Nizoinus, O Misparnasois Menichsei Aviyim.
Habonis Pashtim means where the father died, and the leftover sons and girls. So Halacha is the sons, Yarsh, and all the Nechosim, and the girls, because of a Tanai Ksuba, they have a right to get the Nizainus. They get fed from the brothers, from the Nechosim, the Yarsh, and from the father. So it says the double Lashon of Habonis, the girls, is Nizainus. Pashtim means they get their food, they get fed. Or Misparnasois. Panasa Pashtim means they get the dowry. When they get married, they have a right to collect the dowry from the father's property. Menichsei Aviyim. Now, Kate said, how is it? We don't say, let's see if the father would have been alive. We know the father was a big giver. He would have given her this much amount of money. We don't say like that. But rather, what do? We look in to see exactly how much property the father left over, how big the Yerusha was, and we give her one-tenth of it. So Chorit says clearly, not like Shmuel, we don't look in to see what type of a fellow the father was, but rather always there's a standard price of one-tenth. So my love, Parnosa Sabal, when it says in the Brisa, Misparnasois, doesn't it mean Parnosa Sabal, that when she's getting married, we're going to give her this much amount of money for the dowry to get married, to bring into her husband? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak loy, I tell you maybe no, maybe there's no cash on Shmuel. I tell you here what it means is, but Parnosa Satsma, how much money she needs to live on. Nothing to do with getting married. We're not talking about this girl wants to get married now. Stama Parnosa means how much she needs for herself to live on. Fred Gemara ha Nizoynus u Mespanus says Katoni. But the Brisa says two words. It says Nizoynus, which partially that means she's getting fed. U Mespanus means a Parnosa. Chur, what does Parnosa mean? So Katoni, my love doesn't mean to tell us Achas Parnosas Habal V'Yachas Parnosas Atzma. That Nizoynus, one means true, the money she needs to get fed from, to live on. But umispanasois means the panosas abal, that when the Yisema wants to get married, how big of a dowry do we have to give her? So again, so it's a kash and shemuel. Here the Brisa says clearly, we don't look upon how well the father was, but rather we give exactly one-tenth. Somewhere it says, lo, you get no, maybe there's no kasha to shemuel. Both is talking about panosas atzma, only feeding her. Not when she's getting married, but calls the man she's before she's married, that she has to get fed, she has a right to be fed from the Simon, from her brothers. Hulaikasha. Hobi achilu vishtiyo, hobalavusha vachisuyoy. The double lotion of nizoinus and mapanasois, one means that she gets her food and the drinks from her brothers, and huadin balavusha vachisuyo. Umaspanasa means she get her clothing, they also have to give her money for the clothing. So it could be there's no kasha to Shmuel though. But it could be maybe when the father dies and then she wants to get married the Yisayma, maybe there's a lacha like Shmuel says, Shomin, Viyav, we look in to see what type of amidas, how much the father would have given her. Tonight, well, that's another kasha. Tonight we learn like this. It says, now Mishnah, the Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say, Pomim Shodim Onivesha, sometimes a man was poor and becomes rich. Or Yashiv Ani, sometimes he was rich and now he becomes poor. Elo, therefore, the Chum say, what do we do when the father dies and he marries off his daughter, and the daughter's getting married now? Elo, Shomen, Anachosim, Vinoistin, Lo. We see how much property was left over, and one-tenth she gets. Now, my Oni, my Yosha, what is the Chum saying that sometimes they were rich and sometimes he's poor? Inayim, if you want to tell me Oni, Oni, Vinachosim, that means it could be he was poor. Osher, Osher, Vinachosim means and he became rich, he has a lot of property. That's what the Yehuda means, that's what Chum means to say. So, Mechlal, this would be a proof then, to Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say? He says, whatever amount of money the father gave the first daughter, that's how much we have to give the second one also, which would be Mashmi, even though at the time of the first Chasni he was very rich, and then he became very poor, and then he died, and now we're marrying off his second daughter. So you want to say, even though now he's very poor, and he left over a very small amount of Yerusha, still they have to give the same amount of money that was given by the first one. For at the Gemara, even though now he became poor, we have to give the same amount of money that he gave the first one. He doesn't have the money though. The first one he gave $1 million because he had $1 million. But now he became poor, he doesn't have that much money anymore. So how could the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda say, we give the second one the same amount as the first one got? Elo, what do you have to say? Lav oni, oni bedas. What it means that the Chum is saying is that we're not saying the person changes whether he's poor or rich. The same amount of money he had before, he still has right now. The Chum just say that sometimes the mood of a person changes. means only bedas, and osher osher bedas. That means even though he gave his first daughter a very big present, it could be, if he would have been alive now, the Chum say, his mind would change. He doesn't want to be a giver anymore. Now he would have given her a small amount of a dowry. Therefore, the Chum say, we don't go after Shom and Bedas or Av, but rather we just give one-tenth. Uketoni, therefore, what do the Chum say? That Shom and Esan Achosim, law, we see exactly how much property was left over for the Yerusha, and one-tenth goes to her. Alma, we see, lo yaz dina bas umdino. Utiyufta, the Shmuel, it's a kash on Shmuel. We see we don't go after how we understood the father, whether he's a giver or not. Because the Chum say he changes, could be at one time he was a giver, and now he doesn't feel like giving anymore if he would have been alive. So who are you saying, not like Shmuel? Have the Gemara, who the Yomak Rebbe Yehuda and Echanami. Shmuel Tak is really passing like Rebbe Yehuda, like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. The Tznam, because we learned in our Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda Weimer, Emesiya Basa Rishayna, if the father married off the first daughter, Yinosan Lishni, Kadera Shinosan Rishayna, and then the father dies, and now the mother is marrying off the second daughter, the present the second daughter gets is the same amount of money as the father gave the first daughter. That's Rebbe Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. And that's what Shmuel is saying also, that Shom and Biyav, we look upon what type of midas, what type of a giver the father was. If so, the name Halach is Rebbe Yehuda. Why didn't Shmuel say clearly outright, Halach is Rebbe Yehuda? Have the Gemara Yom, Halach is Rebbe Yehuda. If Shmuel would have just said Halach is Rebbe Yehuda, I would have thought Davka Hesia. Only in the case of the Mishnah, where the father was alive when they married off the first daughter. The Goli Daite, we see clearly what his mind is, how big of a present he gave the first one. So from that, we judge how much to give the second one. But what's going to be in the case of Lo Hisiyah? Let's say the father didn't live even to marry off one daughter. The father died, and he had two daughters, and now they're marrying off the first daughter. Who says, for now Mishnah, that we would look in to see upon how much of a giver the father is, and still we would give the daughter according to that? Is Lo Hisiyah Lo? Maybe if he didn't marry off the first one, if we did not see clearly how much money he wants to give, he would not say the Svara. Kamash Mulan Shmuel, no. That's what Shmuel's come to teach us. That time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the real reason of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? Not only because the father gave already one daughter a present, but rather the Yazlina Bas Umdana. We go after Umdana and how much we think the father would have given. There's no difference whether the father married her off already, or whether the father did not marry her off yet. Did not marry off any daughters yet. Still, we look in, Beth looks in to see what type of a person the father was. Is he a giver, and then we'll give her a bigger present, or if not a giver, then we'll give her a smaller present. How come the Mishnah does say it? If so, why does the Mishnah say the case that the father married off the first daughter, and we see what type of a present he gave the first one? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's come to teach us the Chiddush according to the Rabbanin. The Yaf, Agav, the Yisiyah, even though the father married her off, the first one, the Goli died, then we see how much of a present they gave the first one. The Chiddush is according to Chachamim, that Lo Yazlin and Bosum Dino. Still, we do not give the second one the same type of a present the first one got. And the Chachamim said, because we can say the person changes his moods, that one time he was good, he wanted to give, and maybe now he wouldn't want to give. That's the Chum Shita, but then the Chnami Shmuel is passing like Rebbe Yehuda na Mishnah, that we do go Bosu Umdino Hadas of the Yav. Oh, Malay Rabbi the Rav Chizda, so Rav is said to Rav Chizda, Dashin in Mishmech Halach Rebbe Yehuda, the Dashin in your name Halach is Rebbe Yehuda. Oh, Malay, he answered back, Rav Chizda, in the Chnami, Ye Rav HaKol Kiyari Milam Ayis, so Tidri Shum Mishmoy, in the Chnami, all these nice good things, Halavadish Dashin in my name. Surat Smash that Rav also was masking, that's the Halacha. The Halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda. For the Gemara, is that true? Only on my Rav Hocha, the Rav Taka say like this, for a time we learned. Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, Bas Hanizaynis Menachim, a daughter that gets fed from her brothers, in other words, the father died. And the leftover boys and girls, so the boys Yashin Midiraisa, and the girls get fed from the brothers, from the Nechosim of the father, with the Tanaik Suba. So it says in such a case, Noitelis Isun Nechosim. It says what? That when they get married, they have a right to get one tenth of the property the father owns, the father left over. The Yom HaRov, and Rov says, Hilchos HaKarebi, that we take a paskin like Rebbe. So it's Kash and Rava. How could Rava Mashma say the Loch is like the view in our Mishnah? We go after the Das of the father, and Eretz Mashma Rava paskin like Rebbe that we always give the Yisayim of the daughter 1/10 of the property. And the Gemara like Kasha. Ho the Yamidna, ho the Lo Yamidna. I'll tell you the difference. When we know how the father was when he was alive, the Bezdin here knew the father, then true we hold like Reb Yehuda, we go after what we think he would have given her. When does Rava paskin like Rebbe? That's when Bezdin did not know the father at all. We do not know what type of a person he was, that it, does he give a lot or a little. In the case where we do not know, then that the corner is that the Yisayim, she has a right to collect 1/10 of the Nechasim from her brothers. And the Gemara says, "Hachi nami mistavra." This is a throw at this also. Why the Yomar Rav Ada Barava? Nice, it once happened. The case for Nosam Lo Rebbe Echad Mishnei Moshe Ben Chosim, that Rebbe once even gave her less than a tenth by one Yisayma, by one number one Yisayma. When she was getting married, Rebbe told the brothers, "You only have to give her 1/12 of the property." Zichor Kasha Nadodi Tistira. Before Rebbe said 1/10, and here he's saying 1/12. Ella, what do you have to answer? Lav shmamino ho de yamidna. Here are the cases where Bezdin knew what type of a father he was, and that he was a stingy person. He wouldn't want to give such a big present. Therefore, we only gave her 1/12. 1/12. And ho de lo yamidna. What Rebbe before was talking about, where Bezdin does not know how what type of a person the father was, then we always give 1/10. Shmamin is a good proof. Kufa, before we learned, Omar Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Bas hanizayin is menachem." In the case where a daughter, this yisayma, is getting fed from her brothers, noitelus isa nechosim. When she gets married now, she has a right to collect 1/10 for a dowry. Omru lo le Rebbe. So Chacham said to Rebbe, "Ledvarech, according to you, mi sheyesh li esta bonis uben." Let's say a person has 10 daughters and 1 son, and the father dies. It comes out ein lo le ben b'makom bonis klum. The son will not yashin anything. Because when these 10 daughters get married, each one of them takes 1/10 of the nechasim. So when they all get married, there will be nothing left for the sons. So of course, not mistake like that, that the rabbanish take away the mitzvah, the Yerushim with Yeraisa, only the son yashins. True, the rabbanish said to give a present to your sisters, 1/10 of the nechasim, but not to give away everything. So where it says, Omel and Rebbe answer back like this, Kachani Yoyma, this is the way it works. This is the way I say, that Rishayna Natelis Issa Nechasim, true, the first daughter that gets married, she has a right to collect 1/10 of the property that's there that the brother got Pateros Yerusha. Shniya, when the second daughter gets married, Pamasha Shaira, she gets 1/10, not of the original property, but of the what's left. After the first daughter took her 10th, now from the property that's left over, she only gets 1/10 of this. And the same thing down the line, Ushlishis Pamasha Shaira, and the third one also only gets 1/10 of what's left over after the first two took. And it's in the 4th, the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Now the Gemara says, V'chayzeres v'chokas b'shava. Now after they take all this amount of money away for the 10 daughters, now they go and divide all the money up equally. In other words, really what came out was the first daughter that got 1/10 of the first nechosim, that was more money than the second one, than the third, than the fourth one is getting. And as the line goes down, it keeps on getting smaller and smaller. So it says that afterwards, if we take out all this amount of money, now we go and divide it equally between the 10 of them, and each one gets an equal chelik of this, for the dowry. For the Gemara, like, why?